Gifts for the Poor, Chapter 6. First halacha. Now we're turning our attention to a sixth gift that is given to the poor, and that is called Maaser Ani, or the tithe for the poor. Second halacha. Since this is a tithe, the order is important. So this is the standard order. After produce is harvested, whether grain or fruit, the owner separates out 1/50th, and this is called Truma Gedola, or Great Truma. This is given to the Kehanim, the priests. After that, a tenth is taken, and that is called Maaser Rishon, the first Maaser, and it's given to the Leviim. Third halacha. After that, a tenth of what is left is taken, and that's called Maaser Sheni. This belongs to the owners, who must take it to Yerushalayim and eat it in Yerushalayim in purity. And we will talk more about the particulars in the appropriate place. Fourth halacha. The order is important. Obviously, the order will impact the size of each Maaser. And the order that we just established in halachas 2 and 3 is the proper order in the first, second, fourth, and fifth years of the Shemitah sabbatical cycle. There's a different order in the third and sixth year of the cycle. In those years, instead of giving Maaser Sheni, we give Maaser Ani. Fifth halacha. Of course, in the Shemitah year, everything is hefker, that is ownerless, and so there are no trumas or maaseres, and that includes Maaser Ani. For the rest of this halacha, Rambam names specific places and identifies the halacha in those places in the diaspora. Those places not identified in this halacha are subject to the standard rules having to do with the diaspora. And the standard rule is that none of the laws having to do with produce in Eretz Yisrael apply to produce outside of Eretz Yisrael in the diaspora. Okay, so here's what Rambam says. In Amun Moav and Mitzrayim, and here, by the way, we're talking about the parts of Amun and Moav that were not conquered. The conquered land is treated like Eretz Yisrael. But at any rate, in Mitzrayim, that is Egypt, Amun and Moav, we separate Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani, that is the first tithe and the tithe for the poor. Since these lands are close to Eretz Yisrael, the poor rely on them. In Bavel, that is Babylonia, Maaser Sheni, the second tithe, should be separated, even in the Shemitah year. And implicitly, that means that Truma Gedola and Maaser Rishon are also separated in Bavel. Sixth halacha. When the Leviim take Maaser Rishon, that is the first tithe, they should take 1/10 of that and give it to a Kohen, that is to a priest, and this is called Trumas Maaser. The seventh halacha. When poor people pass by, if the owner of a field still has Maaser Ani, that is tithe for the poor, he should give each poor person who passes by enough to satisfy him. Eighth halacha. What do we mean when we say enough to satisfy him? So here Rambam gives a number of measures. For reference sake, a kav is about 79 cubic inches, or 1,296 cubic centimeters. And that translates to about 0.3 gallons, for those of you in the United States, and for those literally anywhere else, it's about 1.2 liters. Okay, I hope that helps a lot. Now here's the Rambam. A portion that will satisfy him means, if we're talking about wheat, half a kav, barley, at least a kav, spelt, at least a kav, dried figs, at least a kav, or 25 sela of figs, that's a weight measure, not a volume measure, and it's equivalent to about 91 grams. If wine, half a lug, there are 4 lugs in a kav. If oil, a quarter lug. If rice, a quarter kav. If vegetables, 35 dinar. A dinar is a quarter of a sela. From carobs, 3 kav. From nuts, 10. From peaches, 5. Pomegranates, 2. And an esrog, 1. The basic amount is the amount that would be necessary to provide for 2 meals. Ninth halacha. If he does not have enough produce to make all of the poor people happy, he puts the appropriate amount in front of them and lets them divide amongst themselves. Tenth halacha. When he gives Maaser Ani from the grain heap, he cannot pick and choose which poor people to give it to, rather they come and take. But when he gives from his home, he can pick and choose. 11th halacha. When he has Maaser Ani in his grain heap and he wants to give specifically to a poor relative of his, he should set aside half for the relative and give out the other half as we established previously. 12th halacha. The concept of giving enough to satisfy a poor person applies in the field, but not in the home. If he gives it out of his home, he may give each person a kazayas, that's an olive-sized portion. According to Rav Chaim Na, that's 27 cubic centimeters. 13th halacha. If a man and a woman who are poor come to a person's home, we give to the woman first. And it is permissible to give the tithe to the poor to a very close relative, like a father or a son, and so on. 14th halacha. If there are two poor people who know each other and they're sharecroppers, they're required to give Maaser Ani, the tithe for the poor, but they're permitted to give it to one another. 15th halacha. If a person receives license to harvest a field and take a portion of the proceeds, he may not take for himself the leket, shicha, peya, and Maaser Ani, that is the tithe for the poor. But if the owner tells him he will collect his wage after the harvest, then he's poor while he's harvesting, and he would be entitled to take leket, shicha, and peya. But he would not be entitled to take Maaser Ani, the tithe for the poor. And the reason is that Maaser Ani is separated after the harvest. Everything else is separated during the harvest. After the harvest, he is not poor anymore, because he was paid his wage. 16th halacha. If someone sells his field and his produce, now he is impoverished, and he may collect leket, shicha, and peya, and Maaser Ani. The buyer is not permitted to take these things, even if he is not yet paid for the field, and even if he borrowed money in order to purchase the field. 17th and final halacha. Maaser Ani, the tithe for the poor, cannot be used to pay a loan, it cannot be given in exchange for favors, it should not even be used to redeem captives. It may be given as an act of kindness to a mourner, but one would have to explain that it's Maaser Ani. It may be given to the rabbi of a city, and it may not be taken out of Eretz Yisrael.